Forex Fridays, only on Money FM 89.3.
And Forex Fridays, and today we have to talk about the Chinese yuan, especially after those blockbuster first quarter GDP figures that saw China's economy grow by its fastest pace on record, an 18.1% year-on-year growth for China's GDP. That surprisingly was not as good as what economists surveyed by Reuters were actually expecting. They were expecting an average of 19% growth for the world's second largest economy in the first 3 months of this year. But how might this all affect the Chinese yuan and a lot of these currencies that seem to be closely linked to it, including our own Singapore dollar? Today on Forex Fridays, we're joined by Mr. Kun Go, the head of Asia Research at ANZ, to talk to us about what he made of those first quarter GDP figures and how this might affect the Chinese yuan and the broader FX space in the Asia Pacific. Mr. Go, thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are still safe and in good health during these times. And welcome back to the show, sir. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, JPO.
So first off, can you give us your thoughts on China's first quarter GDP figures? On one hand, it's not every day you see an 18.3% year-on-year surge in the economy. But as we mentioned, a lot of economists were actually expecting a better economic bounce back for China. Many were expecting the strong economic rebound. And more importantly, how did this match up with your own expectations, Mr. Go?
Yeah, we were expecting a very strong print of around 19%. So the fact that it came in slightly below expectations shouldn't detract from the very strong rebound that we have seen. I guess it's always very tricky when you have such large base effects. After all, this time last year, China went into lockdown, and the Chinese economy has pretty much made more than a full recovery. I think we shouldn't lose sight of that. If there is a silver lining in the numbers, it is that retail sales growth has actually come in much stronger than expected, and that's telling us that domestic demand and consumer spending is finally starting to rebound after lagging behind exports and industrial production. And I think another positive takeaway from today's numbers is that the unemployment rate in China continues to tick lower, and it's not far off from pre-pandemic level. So that will give us confidence that consumer spending can continue to sustain the high growth rate and continue to power China's recovery for the rest of the year.
Absolutely. Now, we do want to take this very strong GDP print, Mr. Go, and talk about how it's affecting the Chinese yuan. Does a stronger Chinese economy mean more strength of the Chinese yuan automatically? Now, we did see the renminbi lose gains earlier this year, mostly due to that first quarter resurgence for the greenback. And currently, I'm seeing that onshore Chinese yuan is trading flat at about 6.52 against the U.S. dollar. How do you think these GDP figures might translate into the Chinese renminbi, or will it at all?
Yeah, I think eventually when we get further evidence that the Chinese recovery continues to track on, we will start to see the yuan strengthen again. I think the export sector remains very strong, as we've seen from recent numbers, and that will remain so. I think importantly as well, we will see ongoing foreign investment flows into the Chinese bond market as indexation will be commencing in October. And all those factors tell me that I think yuan can continue to strengthen. Of course, you know, it's taking a little bit of a pause because the U.S. dollar has recovered somewhat thanks to rising 10-year yields. But I think once those factors have been absorbed by the market and the strength of the Chinese economy comes back to the fore, we will see the yuan appreciate again.
All right. Now, let's talk about one of the big trends that everyone's talking about in Chinese markets also, and it's that the PBOC has hinted on more than one occasion that China will begin to tighten monetary policy this year. We've actually talked before about the diverging monetary policy directions of the U.S., which is going lower for longer and expansive, while the PBOC says that this might be the time to start gradually tightening things. We also have that recent shakeup in the bond markets, care of Huarong Asset Management, that might be causing foreign funds to think twice and maybe take a pause about going into Chinese bonds. Now, you'd think that Chinese bond funds will continue to flow into Chinese markets, but do you think that some of these new developments might cause them to think twice and maybe take a little bit of wind out of the sails of the renminbi? What are your thoughts, Mr. Go?
Yeah, certainly we are watching the Huarong situation very closely. Well, I think it's important to distinguish between corporate bonds and Chinese government bonds. A lot of the strong demand has been into the sovereign bonds, and I don't expect that to change given what's happening to Huarong. I think investors will definitely be a lot more careful in choosing which particular companies to invest in. And I think in terms of how the PBOC might manage monetary policy, with the Chinese economy rebounding very strongly, obviously there's no need for them to keep policy at stimulatory levels. But although they've signaled that their intention is to start to remove accommodation, I think they're going to be very patient because inflation is still not an issue. And of course, they'll be watching what's happening on the onshore bond market, particularly with what's happening to Huarong. They don't want to tighten too soon if there is risk that this could lead to some disorderly impact on the market. So, you know, yes, they will be on tightening at some point, but I don't think they'll be in any hurry to do that.
Absolutely. We'll speak to Mr. Khun Goh, the head of Asia Research at ANZ, here on Forex Fridays on Money FM 89.3. So let's talk about the impact of the Chinese yuan. As we know, it's a very influential currency and growing so in influence with regards to the broader FX, Forex complex here in the Asia-Pacific region. And let's talk about currencies linked to the Chinese yuan then. And with a strong Chinese economy, the Australian dollar tends to gain ground. And also not to mention the Singapore dollar, which also saw Singapore report those very those better than expected flash first quarter GDP estimates earlier on today that gave the Sing dollar just a little bit of a boost. How does China's economic outlook based on these first quarter GDP figures impact your forecasts for these two? And can you talk to us about how important China's GDP print might be for both the Australian economy and the Singaporean economy, as well as the respective currencies, sir?
Yeah, so with the Chinese economy rebounding very strongly, and let's not forget the U.S. economy is also recovering very, very strongly, that's going to spur demand for commodities. And already we've seen commodity prices rising a lot higher this year, and that's very, very positive for the Aussie dollar because it is a commodity-linked currency. Majority of their exports are in the commodity space, the hard commodity space. So therefore, a strong Chinese and U.S. economy ultimately is positive for the Aussie. And we've seen the Aussie back up in recent days on the back of these expectations. Now, for the Sing dollar, yes, the Sing dollar does benefit from a stronger Chinese economy as well. After all, Singapore is a small export-dependent economy, and if the Chinese economy is doing well, that tends to signal global trade. Generally, it will also do well. And in specifically for the Sing dollar, we had the MAS on Wednesday. And yes, the GDP numbers were better than expected, but the MAS policy statement was also a tad hawkish as well, signaling that they might well be preparing to tighten policy as well, maybe as soon as October. So that definitely is positive for the Sing dollar.
All right. So now I wanted to compare both Singapore and Australia to each other, because on their own as well, Mr. Goh, we do know that both economies have been recording solid rebounds, that flash first quarter GDP print from Singapore coming in at 0.2%, defying the survey of private economists by the MAS. We're expecting a contraction. On the other hand, though, it seems that the Australian economy can't do anything wrong, rising consumer sentiment at its highest in about 11 years, the jobless rate also falling to pre-pandemic levels, and also a very strong outlook of domestic travel almost near pre-pandemic levels as well. So I do want to compare the Australian dollar and the Sing dollar because they do trade in they were trading in parity for the most part. In a tug of war between these two very strong economies, who do you think actually might win out between both the Aussie and the Sing dollar if we were to just use this as a bit of a thought exercise, sir? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think the Aussie will outperform the Sing dollar. I think both will definitely appreciate against the US dollar. But I see Aussie edging ahead of Sing simply because of the commodities exposure that Australia has. And also, importantly, I think the opening up of borders probably is going to be done in a very staggered approach. And therefore, that will count against Singapore, because Singapore obviously will not see a resumption of tourism, whereas Australia is already going to kickstart their travel bubble with New Zealand very, very soon. So I think based on a lot of these factors, I see Aussie pipping ahead of the Sing.
But how strong do you think it's going to get against the Sing dollar? It's currently at about 1.03, sir. You think it's going to be a lot of upside or just a few cents here, give or take?
Yeah, so our forecast is for Aussie Sing to appreciate towards 107 towards the end of this year.
All right, fair enough. I'd like to thank Mr. Khun Goh, the head of Asia Research at ANZ, for joining us today on Forex Fridays to help us parse through those first quarter GDP figures from China, what it means for the yuan, and ultimately what it also means for some of these strong currencies linked to the renminbi, such as the Australian dollar and our very own Sing dollar. As always, Mr. Goh, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety during these times, and we look forward to next time we can have you back on the show. Meanwhile, have a great weekend ahead, and happy Friday once again, sir.
Thanks very much, JP Yong. You too. Bye.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.